During the holidays, I worked on a 1,000-piece puzzle, and it drove me nuts. I'll break this down and why it matters to you in just a second. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. All right, so over the holiday break, I worked on a puzzle, a 1,000-piece puzzle. This puzzle got me so frustrated at different points. I'm going to tie this all in as to why this matters to you. Here's the deal. It's a 1,000-piece puzzle. Let me paint the picture for you really quickly. The puzzle is a Charlie Brown, a scene in Charlie Brown, one of my favorite cartoons. Now, the picture of this puzzle, I'm going to explain this to you. Snoopy is laying on his back on top of his red doghouse. So you see the red doghouse, but you don't see the red doghouse from the front. You see the red doghouse from the side. So picture seeing Snoopy's red doghouse from the side. It's a profile shot. Then picture Snoopy laying flat on his back, looking up to the sky. All right. So you got this blue sky that's above Snoopy's head. You got Snoopy. You have the red doghouse. Now come down to the ground. The ground is green. You got some dirt. You got some twigs. You got some grass. Charlie Brown is sitting on the ground with his back up against Snoopy's red doghouse. Now, Charlie Brown's got on his yellow shirt, black shorts, brown shoes, and his smiley face. All of these are different colors in these pieces of the puzzle, and many of them look very similar, which leads to the frustration and the challenge of a 1,000-piece puzzle. Here's why I do puzzles. Number one, puzzles are great for your brain. It's great for focus. It's great for concentration. It's great for dealing with anxiety. It's great for helping develop or letting neuroplasticity work in your brain, which helps to create and connect other neurons by firing off because you're working different parts of your brain that you may not have worked before. Now, I'll tell you this. When I'm working on this puzzle, the first thing you do with a puzzle is you try to build the edges. That is the goal. You build the edges. So you dump all the pieces on the board and you start looking for the pieces that have a flat edge because those pieces represent the edge. They represent the square, the rectangle, right? The sides. Like that's how you start. You start from the outside and work in. This thing went great when I put together the frame. Really super fast. Like when I get into these puzzles, sometimes I'll glue them after they're done if it's a real special puzzle, and then we'll frame it. And then whoever worked on it with me will also sign the front of it and we'll date it. Like this turns into a thing at times, right? But here's my point for you and in your life today. It's piece by piece by piece. We don't have all the puzzle pieces yet in our lives. We can't. But we have certain pieces that we can put into certain places now. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is what I learned from this puzzle making process during the break. There were so many times I wanted to come on and finish this thing. I wanted to be done with this thing. And it forced me to get humble with myself with patience. It forced me to respect patience. It forced me to understand patience is really a part of the progress that we go through. In fact, I would say without patience, there is no progress that can be gained. Sometimes you have to step away from something in order to see it more clearly. Too often in life, we are too close to the things that we can't actually see the next step. So we're not making chess moves. We're doing checkers. We're doing one hop at a time, as opposed to stepping back, thinking more strategically on how we can make three moves by making one move. So the point of today's episode is to really have more patience. Once I started having more patience, all the stress and the anxiety that I was actually supposed to be benefiting from the puzzle went away. So as that happened, I would get one more piece, one more piece, one more piece. And when you would get like four or five pieces and they would come together and you would have like this little block, this little section, you go, oh crap, we got like Charlie Brown's head. It's done. We got it. Like that part's done. The momentum that you get after having patience and continuing to apply patience with the progress you're having is life changing. This is why I tell you to do the three wins reflection every single Sunday so that you can reflect on your previous wins, no matter how small, so that you get the momentum to understand that you need the patience to do one piece at a time. So today, pick up that one piece. Tomorrow, do the one piece. The next day, do the one piece. Build one piece at a time. At the end of the week, look back at what you've accomplished. Even if it's not the whole thing, you still got a few pieces in place. That's giving you progress. That's giving you momentum. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.